Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend and were refreshed and renewed with rest, and you are now ready to get going again in the Bible here, because God is, and we want to know Him and love Him. And the question before us when we left off on Friday was, how do we love God? Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 speaks so clearly about those who love God. Well, how do we express our love for God? How do we know we are loving Him? And how do we love the Lord in the way He wants to be loved? Last week we asked, why do we love God? The answer biblically is we love God because we have been called to love God. Romans 8:28 also says, to those who are called. God has proactively called us to love Him. Nobody loves God unless God calls that person to love God. We talked about the particular, the effectual, and the internal call of God upon our lives. I hope you heard that, and if not, just visit our website, where we have all of the God Is podcasts available for you. You can listen anytime for free. The website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. We also spoke about how we love God, and we said that we love God by our obedience to God. We please God by faith. We love God by obedience. I walked us through three texts in the Old Testament that demonstrate how God commands love. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 7, and Nehemiah 1 all demonstrate God connecting loving Him with keeping His commandments. And believe me, I only chose three because that is all we had time for. You can read the Bible on your own and look for the constant, unrelenting emphasis on loving God by keeping His commandments, that is, obeying Him. And then on Friday, we moved over to the New Testament and the Gospel according to John, and we heard the clear and convicting words of Jesus Christ. This is John chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Please capture this. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. There it is again. There is great continuity between the Old and New Testaments. God speaks with one voice all throughout Scripture. And we established in John chapter 3, verses 31 through 34, that Jesus comes from God. God the Father sent God the Son into the world, and He sent Him with a clear message. Let me quote Christ again, this time from John chapter 12 and verses 49 and 50. Just at the tail end of chapter 12, here in John's Gospel, Jesus says this, verses 49 and 50. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father Himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that His commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. Here is another stunning statement from Jesus. Jesus did not speak on His own initiative. The Father Himself sent Jesus. The Father gave Jesus the command as to what to say and speak. So the things Jesus says, what He speaks, is just as the Father has told Him. Quite clearly then, God told Jesus to say, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Isn't that penetrating truth? I hope that you might take some time after you hear this to meditate, to really pause, to have some quiet moments, and to read the words of Jesus for yourself. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And we know this is God's desire because Jesus adds, "I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me." We do not think on this enough. God told Jesus what to say and what to speak. Christ is constantly, daily submitting himself to the rule and authority of God his Father in heaven. Jesus serves as our supreme example. Have we submitted ourselves to God our Father today? Do we keep his commandments? Do we live lives of obedience to the Lord? Do we? Do not just blow past this. John 3, John 12, John 14. I submit the words of Jesus Christ to you now, and I pray you will treasure them, and you will obey them. And you say, "Well, that is not easy." Oh, I know. And we will talk about that briefly this week, how difficult it is to obey God. But first, I want us to continue with Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 14. This is an awesome chapter. We do not have anywhere near enough time to really delve into this, but I just want you to hear what the Lord adds to what he has already said. So let's continue now in John chapter 14 and pick up the reading at verse 20. This will be John 14, verse 20, and I'll give you a moment to find that in your copy of the Bible. The context here is the Lord preparing his disciples for the day in which he is no longer physically walking with them. As we know, Jesus is going to die and then be resurrected from the dead, and he will ascend to heaven where he now lives and reigns. It is as Jesus prepares his apostles for this that he speaks. Verse 20 of John 14. "In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him." Look, I don't know about you, but I find this statement both comforting and absolutely incredible. I always shake my head and have to read this about 100 times and let it sink in. Jesus says, "He is in the Father." Well, that I get. Jesus is God, and so he is in God. Jesus says, "We who believe in him, we are in him, and he is in us." Do we get that? Did you get that, Christian? The Lord Jesus dwells in us. And then this, here is the theme again. Here is how we love God. "He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me." Mark that down. Who is the one who loves Christ? Well, this is the one who has his commandments and keeps them. It is one thing to intellectually know the commands of God. It is quite another thing to do them, to keep the commandments. A lot of people know God's commandments, but what Jesus calls us to here is more than just knowing. He calls us to doing. Then in the text of John 14, the Lord is asked a question, and he replies with this, verse 23, John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." I pause here for a moment. There it is again. If we love Jesus, then we keep his word. Back to the text. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. I pause again just to make certain you sense and feel the effect of what has been said on this busy day in your life. Jesus guarantees that if you love him and keep his word, then God the Father will love you, and God the Father and God the Son will come to you and make their abode with you. Yes, you and me. You who love Christ, you have got to know this and believe this. Jesus is speaking. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. God will live in us. Are you getting this? Friends, God will make his abode in us. Wow. But listen to Jesus finish verse 24 of John chapter 14. He then puts down the contrast. He who does not love me does not keep my words. The Lord could not be any clearer. If a person does not love Jesus, that person will not keep his words. Those individuals will not obey him, will not keep his commandments. So, how do we know when we are not loving God? We are not loving him when we disobey him, when we do not keep his commandments. By the way, Jesus adds this, verse 24, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So again, this is how God desires to receive our love. This is God speaking, and more from God tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.